With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A complication in efforts to end the war in Iran.
Israel says Iran has launched missiles at it in the first such bombardment since a fragile ceasefire took effect in early April. Tehran had warned of retaliation after Israel hit Beirut's southern suburbs, the Jewish state calling it retaliation for Iranian-backed Hezbollah firing at northern Israel earlier in the day.
That is correspondent Ken Lorman reporting on Israel's attack on Beirut coming just a few days after the Lebanese and Israeli governments agreed to a ceasefire in U.S.-hosted talks, though Hezbollah eventually rejected that deal. Nebraska Senator Republican Pete Ricketts just back from a forum in Singapore outlining which countries are aligning against Communist China.
You got the Philippines, who've been very vocal. They call it a radical transparency with regard to the malign activities of Communist China. You got other countries like Australia that are partnering with us with AUKUS. And all these things are really helping to strengthen our deterrence against Communist China, which is the greatest existential threat to our country.
And Ricketts tells the Salem Radio Network that South Korea is a staunch U.S. ally.
We're working very closely with the Republic of Korea on their defense, and we have been for many decades. And they want to take over more responsibility. And in fact, they want to improve their defense, for example, by adding a nuclear submarine.
Well, the leaders of the United Kingdom, Ukraine, France, and Germany meeting for talks over the weekend in London. They discuss the urgent need to ramp up production of weapons to combat Russia's hypersonic Oreshnik ballistic missiles. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer says the Allies condemn Russia's large-scale missile and drone attacks, including the repeated use of the missiles on civilian areas. This is SRN News. Well, another pro-abortion bill advancing in Illinois. Here's Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers have approved a measure that would allow underage girls to get birth control without the approval of their parents. Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker says he will sign it. Pritzker is a vigorous promoter of abortion, and with the help of a friendly legislature, he has worked hard to make Illinois one of the most pro-abortion states in the union, as well as a destination for women from pro-life states who want to end their pregnancies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Controversy, dozens of anti-Trump protesters who face federal criminal charges after they interrupted a Minnesota church service last January will not face additional state charges. St. Paul City Attorney Irene Kao says there's insufficient evidence to meet the standard for criminal charges under current Minnesota state statutes. This is SRN News. A gunfire over the weekend at an Ohio street festival, leaving a large number of partiers in the hospital. More on the story from correspondent Haya Panjwani.
At least 12 people were shot at an Ohio street festival. Authorities say a shooting near the busy Old West End Festival in Ohio happened Saturday. It's an annual gathering of live music and home tours in a historic district.
We had some unfortunate incident happened here in Toledo.
Deputy Police Chief Joe Hefferman says it appears that at least two people fired weapons.
I think they were probably shooting at each other.
At least a dozen were hit by bullets.
Two of them critical.
Police are still searching for suspects with nobody yet in custody.
We're processing the scene. We do have some evidence and we're following up on some leads.
Audio courtesy of WTOL.
Five people stabbed at New York City's Penn Station. A suspect is in custody. More details at srnnews.com.